We've got a just an incredible race to tell you about. The C1 Pro race crossing the finish line was literally decided by 2 seconds. Terry Kent is our winner, S2, 8 hours, 2 minutes, and 10 seconds. Terry's from Ithaca. Jeff Rankinen, good to have Jeff here. We haven't had him in the trailer before. S6, 8 hours, 2 minutes, and 12 seconds. And then right behind Jeff was Bruce Lee, 7 seconds beyond that, S3. Terry, what kind of race was it today?
I was long and hot, but it was a lot of fun. It's kind of funny to cross the finish line that way because that's just about how we got. Jeff and I have raced C2 together, and you know he'd be in the stern about 2 seconds back from me in the bow.
Jeff, what kind of race was it for you today?
Well, same thing. You know, it was pretty hot towards the end, but really challenging, a lot of fun. Terry and I worked together. Bruce Lee really helped us out a lot, pulling us away from Ken Kolenich, great pit crew. My wife Amy and son Joey and John Newman all worked together, so worked out super.
What does it feel like when you're coming across that finish line? You see all the people on the bank yelling, and it's such a tight race. Terry, this is your sixth win. What does it feel like when you know you hear that? Does it give you that extra oomph?
You know, I hate to say this and burst the bubble, but my world just narrows right down, and I'm looking at Jeff's stroke, and then I'm concentrating on mine and just trying to get some speed going because, you know, I see that finish line. I know I just got to make it to there.
How does it feel to be a six-time winner of this very impressive class?
Well, you know, for me, actually, it's a lot of fun to be up here because I took 2 years off, and, you know, all this season I was feeling like a fat old man and really trying to work hard, but, you know, feeling tired, and it's fun to be able to come out here and race with these guys.
Jeff, what brings you back to this race year after year? You're a perennial top 10 finisher in the pro, the two-man pro, and you're a great paddler. What brings you to this race?
Well, it's not really too far away. You know, it's a lot of competition. Competition comes from all over the country. I enjoy the challenging water. You know, with the water releases, it just makes it real tricky and interesting. And, you know, Terry says about being heavy. I kind of appreciate that a lot because he helped me a lot, did a lot of wake riding today, and it's just awesome competition. I mean, it was all four of us there for a while. It was just terrific, a lot of fun.
It was fun to watch because I was watching you guys through Otigo, and it was just one right after the other, looking like you were taking turns and all that. And it just, when it's that kind of race and you guys know each other and all that, I mean, you know each other and you're friendly, but that competitive beast inside you must really, kick in.
Well, you know, one of the things that happens is if you push a little bit and you realize you can't knock the other guy off your way, you start to say, all right, maybe we should work together. And that certainly happened out there today. You know, it's funny you ask Jeff, why do we come here? One of the reasons is this whole river valley is just stunningly beautiful. It makes a long 8-hour race actually pleasant and fun. And, you know, we come here for the water and the people, and it's beautiful.
Well, congratulations to you both. A pleasure to talk to you both. One of the most exciting races in many years, won by 2 seconds. Terry Kent over Jeff Rankinen by 2 seconds. And then again, another 7 after that, a great paddler, Bruce Lee from Port Crane, New York. Thank you. You sure can.
I videotaped the first 4 hours down to Goodyear Lake, so if anybody wants to go to YouTube, look up Jay Rankinen. I should have it up sometime this week.
Congratulations.
Okay, thank you. Thanks again, Craig.